Time for the Artist Spotlight on the Class Reunion, and in the Artist Spotlight today, Jimmy Clanton.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest, sweet talker in the world. Well, she said, you better start talking if you want me to be your girl. And she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go.
I told her when it comes to dancing, kissing, I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle when I told her that I teach her things she never learned in school. And she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go.
You're on the Class Reunion, that from 1960, and Go Jimmy Go, and Go Jimmy Go. Jimmy Clanton, artist, entertainer, songwriter, movie star, and all-around good guy, and welcome to the Class Reunion, Jimmy.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you along with us. You've been a part of the rock and roll history since back in 1956 when you got started with this little group called The Rockets.
That is true. That's the group that we put together, and we probably were the most well-known white rhythm and blues. We didn't call it rock and roll back in 56, 57, when I grew up down there in Baton Rouge and played rhythm and blues all along the Gulf Coast there. And the Rockets, it was the sound of the day. You had guitar, drums, piano, and bass, and trumpet, and tenor sax. That was the rhythm and blues sound of the day back there in the 50s on the Louisiana Gulf Coast.
Interesting sound it was, too. One of the reference articles calls your music swamp pop.
That is correct.
I never heard that term before, Jimmy.
Well, it's very simple, is that that sound came from the iconic recording studio of on Governor Nichols Street, Cosmo Matassa. And everybody that recorded down there on the Gulf Coast recorded at his studio. And we're talking about Little Richard and Lloyd Price and Fats Domino and a lot of names that were known locally down there, Smiley Lewis. I could go on and on and on. And it had that sound. And that's what I grew up on down there, and that's what our band copied. And at that time, I was not doing songwriting. We were playing just the music of the artists down there, and they were all along the Louisiana Gulf Coast. A lot of the swamp pop, they called it, places like Bro Bridge and, oh my gosh, Lafayette, Donaldsonville, all these little towns throughout the Gulf Coast along all the different bayous and swamps, and that's how that came about being called swamp pop.
Well, I like it, and it's a new term that we'll add anytime I play a Jimmy Clanton song.
Okay.
You've done all kinds of stuff. We mentioned, of course, songwriting. And, of course, everybody knows you're a singer and you're still performing. Some people may have forgotten that you were in two movies.
That was really extraordinary. In 1958, when Just a Dream came on, just became a huge hit for me nationally as well as worldwide. And one of the fellas that grabbed on to me to do a live show was Alan Freed. And I think at that time, for whatever reason, he just really gravitated toward me, my personality. And I think really it was either him or Dick Clark that put that tag on me of teen idol. I had never had that before or knew that before or been mentioned like that before, but Alan Freed, just he and I became very close friends as well as musical connections there. And I'd done a big show with him, and he just walked over to me backstage and he said, "By the way, I'm going to go to Hollywood and I'm making a new rock and roll movie." And he told me about it, and he said it's based around a young man named Johnny Melody, and he said, "Jimmy, I'd like for you to play the lead." And lo and behold, that's how the whole thing started. I went out to Hollywood and became Johnny Melody in the movie. And incidentally, the script is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not there, but my script is in Cleveland in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ironically, the movie was initially to be called Johnny Melody. That's the part I played, the lead role. But unbeknownst to Alan Freed, all of a sudden this song comes on the charts by Chuck Berry, "Johnny Be Good," and in there, there's the hook, is what we call in the song, "Go Johnny Go," and Alan wanted to grab onto that, so he changed the title from Johnny Melody to "Go Johnny Go" because of that Chuck Berry song. But my script on the front that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is still Johnny Melody, so... The next thing I know, a couple of years go by, and I was with a friend of mine. We're in the Stage Delicatessen, and this person happened to run past a fellow named Rocky Graziano, who was that boxing champ from New York, and he was with a man, and the next thing you know, I'm introduced. Rocky is there with a man talking about a new movie he was going out to California to make, kind of a copycat Go Johnny Go. And when he found out who I was, and then I went out and talked with him about it, well, immediately he signed me and wanted me to play the lead, which I did, in a movie called Teenage Millionaire. So, yes, I did two rock and roll movies and had a lot of fun.
You can find those movies. They are still around.
Correct.
And always great stuff when you could look back at things like that and smile. You're active. You're out there doing shows, and you're doing CDs. And I wanted to play a cut off your CD, the title track, from Everybody Needs Love. Tell me a little bit about it.
Lo and behold, I had found, I work with a rhythm and blues band down there called Blue Eyed Soul, and we had done a lot of things together down south. And I had done a show with them, and the sax player said, "You know, Jimmy, if you ever think about recording again," he said, "there's a fellow named Pershing Wells, got a recording studio in Houma, digital recording studio, and, you know, you ought to check it out if you ever think about, because, you know, you've written songs," and I had just written a song and sung it live down in Louisiana called Love in Louisiana. There's a story behind that. And so, lo and behold, I ended up stopping into his studio after a big show, and he kind of talked me into recording one song. And I didn't know too much about digital. Well, lo and behold, I recorded it, and I was so blown away. This guy had captured everything the way I like, the feel of the song. And actually, he got my voice. I was just so impressed. Well, the next thing you know, he's talking about making more records, and I'd always loved to actually write and sing my own songs. As I like to say, I create the song by writing it, and then I illustrate it through my own singing. Well, the next thing you know, I go to his studio, and I said, "You know what? I'm gonna try this again with you. Well, this has got me interested." And I had written this song called Everybody Needs Love. And so he said, "Well, I've got a girl named Terry McPhail," he said, "who does great backup." And I said, "Well, we'll give it a shot." So the next thing I know, he sends me a finished cut of it, and it blew me away. But that was the second song And from there, I ended up doing a whole brand new 10-song CD, and I did title the whole thing, Everybody Needs Love. And that was this was the title song. And I was in the studio, and at the very end, I won't give the ending away, but I came up with an idea for the ending. And Pershing, who produced and arranged it, he thought it was a great idea. So that's how we put together the whole song and with a surprise ending. And that's how that song came about.
Everybody needs love, 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 sweet love. Everybody needs love, 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 sweet love. And I'm needing your love, 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 sweet love. That's why I'll never, 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 ever stop loving. I'm in love with you completely,
completely.
And I knew it from the start, the very, very start. My heart belongs to you evermore. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Sweetly,
sweetly.
When you're sleeping on my shoulder,
sleeping on my shoulder.
And a face that's heaven sent, it makes me know that I'm such a lucky guy.
Heaven,
heaven, heaven when I hold you. Heaven, heaven when I'm loving you, girl. Nothing compares to when you smile so sweet and tell me over and over. Everybody needs love, 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 sweet love. And I'm needing your love, 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 sweet love. Every minute, every hour, honey, you got the power to keep me coming back to your heart. Everybody, everybody. You. Hey, Lex, it's Grandpa. Hey, I just wrote a song about you, and you know what? It really talks about how much I love you.
I love you more, Grandpa.
No, 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 no.
No, I love you more, Grandpa.
No, I love you. Look, I love you more, okay?
No, Grandpa, I love you more.
Lex, come. I love you.
No, I love you more, Grandpa.
All right, listen. It's a tie. We love each other the same, okay?
Yeah.
Jimmy Clanton, title track from the album Everybody Needs Love.
Everybody Needs Love, that CD and the brand new DVD, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, can be obtained through my brand new website that Carolyn Otworth has done for me. She's part of the Jimmy Clanton Enterprise team, and it's an incredible website that it's as good as anything you can find, and it's simply www.jimmyclanton.com.
As we're speaking, I'm looking at the website on my iPad, and it is. It's a very, very nice site. You can find all kinds of things there. You can find stories about Jimmy.
Correct.
His upcoming events, his music, his gallery, and the store. And
that's correct.
You've got some neat stuff in the store, too.
Thank you. And they can comment. They can write me. I read all the comments from fans eventually. I get around to it.
And, of course, Jimmy is also on Facebook, and that's how we first became acquainted, was through Facebook and through Sandy, his executive assistant.
Associate.
I'm sorry. Associate. We have to get the title right for Sandy, don't we?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay, Jimmy, let's move to 1962 and a song that keeps running through my head. It's called Venus in Blue Jeans.
Well, thank you. That's quite a story there. I had gone up to the publishing house where a lot of the great songs came out of the 50s and 60s, and looking through different songs, and I didn't like what I was hearing, and all of a sudden I saw this little cardboard box over in the side of the office, and I asked my friend Howard Greenfield, who wrote the words for so many of the songs Neil Sedaka wrote. I said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, that's a box," he said, of demos. He said, "But Jimmy, there's nothing in there you'd like." He said, "Everybody's already looked through it. Everybody's seen that, and so you won't." I said, "Well, let me just look through." And the next thing you know, I play it. Being a guitar player, and I'm very much into the melodies of songs. In fact, I always write melodies before I write words. And I heard the melody of Venus in Blue Jeans. I said, "You know, I like this." And he kept trying to talk me out of it. I said, "No, we'll just record this as a third song." Well, unbeknownst to me, I end up going into the service. I come out of the service, and I asked the owner of Ace Records, I said, "Do we have anything left that we haven't, put out?" And he said, "We got one song here." It was kind of a throwaway. And I said, "Well, let's just go ahead and put it out anyway." So that song was actually what we call in the can for over a year before it was ever released. But as soon as I got out of the service, he released it, and it became as big in so many different parts of the world. It became as big a hit as Just a Dream.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. More than seven wonders in the world, I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
Jimmy Clanton from the class of 1962 in Venus in Blue Jeans. Jimmy Clanton is our guest in the Artist Spotlight, and we'll be right back. The sea is calling you to a vacation of a lifetime with a cruise on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines from Carol Watts Travel. The sea calls us all, vast, beautiful, full of possibilities. Answer it with a voyage to an exciting destination at Royal Caribbean's personal service. At Carol Watts Travel, we can help you plan the perfect cruise experience. We're cruisers ourselves, so we can explain all the possibilities. Give us a call toll-free at 888-486-0285. That's 888-486-0285. Royal Caribbean has 22 innovative ships sailing to over 200 incredible destinations in 71 countries. Cruises from many East Coast ports, including Bayonne, New Jersey, Baltimore, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale. Royal Caribbean has something for everyone in the family. And the best part is you unpack only once for your vacation. For more information, email us at carolwattstravel@aol.com. That's carolwattstravel@aol.com. And see Carol Watts Travel on Facebook.